Morning rains have left parts of Camden a mess. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports city officials are urging residents to report any damages so they can apply for state funding.
Mayor Vic Karstarfin says the rains came fast and furious, washing out many neighborhoods.
It's been an intense rainfall that fell in a short period of time. Our drainage system was overwhelmed. It just started receding quickly. Which tells us the system was functioning, but simply just it was exceeded by the volume of rain.
City crews have fanned out to assist residents, according to the mayor. People should call 856-757-7132 to report any issues.
We'll be going to have outreach in some of our hardest hit neighborhoods. And I just wanted to know, our residents are not going through this alone. We're going to be with them throughout all of this. And
Karstarfin is hopeful the state will give the city cleanup assistance funding. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Even though Philly's big 4th of July has wrapped up, Amy Needle, the head of Historic Philadelphia, says the America 250 celebrations are far from over.
It's a year-long celebration, and, you know, the Historic District is such a wonderful place to celebrate all year long. There are so many different attractions and special places for people to come out and visit.
Needle says the Historic District's Chinese Lantern Festival, weekly Colonial Kid Quest puppet show, and Philly Firstivals are a few highlights over the next few months. The MLB All-Star Weekend kicks off on Friday, and the FIFA Fan Fest at Lemon Hill continues through July 19th. Gray skies over much of the Delaware Valley on this Monday afternoon. Potential for rain lasting throughout the region into the evening. Right now, 82 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with some drizzly mist out there. Downingtown sitting at 80, and Atlantic City at 81, Wilmington at 84. All regions still facing the chance for precipitation until about 8 or so tonight.